the pain.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. 2 days into the new year, and things are sunny right here because Eldon Scott is bringing sunshine into the studio this morning with Sunny's Barbecue. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Meg.
I know. I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks.
I know. It's been a couple weeks.
Yep. I was out sick for a bit, then went on a little vacation.
And John filled in for you.
Yeah.
Got through it, but glad to see you.
I'm glad to see you, too.
Best way to kick off the new year.
I've missed the red shirt and the fringe, and I got a treat this morning.
I know. Finally made good on that promise, right?
I've been waiting. Now, describe what you brought in for me this
morning. Yeah. So on our fall menu,
menu.
It feels like fall outside today.
It's beautiful.
A couple cool days, but now it's a little bit warm and humid out. But so brought in our apple cinnamon bread pudding.
Oh, y'all, if you haven't had this
nice
yet,
warm,
it's really delicious. Really,
with that
really
sweet
good.
Sea glaze.
Yeah, it's delicious, as always.
Good stuff.
Thank you for bringing that in. That's a treat.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Good little way to kick off the morning. I probably should have been in here. What time? What is it? You were in here way earlier than I get in here.
Right, that's true. I get in here right around 9 o'clock. Yeah. So, but I just had a chance to replay a little something from the children's chorus because they've got a big event coming up. So I was happy to do that.
Very nice.
Yeah. So listen, there's some folks maybe that are in it from out of town. Maybe they're not familiar with Sunny's Barbecue. Talk about Sunny's. Sadly, you did have the founder pass this year, just recently,
about a month ago.
Yeah, which is so unbelievable.
Yeah, but 96 years old and great legacy, and
His stores live on, and you've got a bunch of locations here. And maybe talk a bit about Sunny's, but what makes you different? And if I was listening for the very first time and I didn't know anything about Sunny's Barbecue, what would you say?
Well, we do have 4 locations here in the News Radio area. We specialize in slow smoke barbecue, local pitmasters since 1968.
Wow.
Started in Gainesville, Florida, and we're just under 100 locations all over the Southeast. And excited about some things. Next week, going to be doing some training around some of our locations, and excited to be doing that. But our local pitmasters and slow smoke barbecue every night. Our briskets and pork butts are loaded on the smokers, smoke with oak smoke for at least 12 hours every night. So it's nice and ready. Front desk Tina here at Cat Country ADX News Radio. She said, you got to talk about the brisket. So slow smoke brisket. It's a great quality product. Actually, it's a upper 2/3 choice beef brisket. And so pitmasters trim it, use our custom blend seasoning. It's got a nice peppery note to it. And they smoke for like 12 hours, and then they're held and rested for service, throughout the day. And so any time of day you want to come and get some good beef brisket, whether you like the point or the flat, come on through and see us. That one's just for Tina.
But we do have hope you're listening, Tina.
And we do have those 4 locations. We have our first location, not for first location, our newestly open location in the area, about 5-6 years ago, over in Pace, Florida, right in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement store, probably about a mile west of Avalon Boulevard. So it's located there next to the IHOP in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement store. Almost said IOs because I was thinking IHOP, IOs. I don't know what my brain was thinking there for a second. So the Lowe's Home Improvement store, and then we have our 9th Avenue location, which is Meg's favorite location.
Yep.
Nice, quaint location just south of Creighton Road, tucked behind the AutoZone. If you know where the airport runway is there, it's just north of that in the firehouse there. So you just go right back there. All the leaves have fallen now, and all the fall crispy, crunchy, walking through the sidewalk with all the leaves has passed.
Nice.
Mr. PJ walking in with the bottle of water. Look, I was ready this
look
morning.
At him.
So thank you, sir.
Thanks, PJ.
Got a little choked up when I was on the radio with him 2 weeks ago.
I love it. How sweet.
I think the heater,
all looking out for
the
you.
Heater, yeah, I appreciate it. The heater was running. I think it just got a little dry in here.
It's funny. It's either super cold. I have 2 sweaters on today. Super cold or super warm in here. So you never know.
I see the colors, though. I'm sorry about your dogs last night.
Oh, gosh.
That was a good game, though. Well, I mean, not from your perspective.
Not from my perspective.
From a non-fan perspective.
Correct. It was a great game.
It was a great game.
The games all day were kind of boring, to be honest.
They really were.
Yeah, so ours
really
was definitely a nail-biter.
That was the best game of the day, for sure.
For the day. But I already said it earlier, but if we couldn't go, then if Ole Miss is going to beat us, I want them to go all the way. I want Ole Miss to take it to the house and win the national championship.
I mean, that would be...
Wouldn't that be something?
I think they call that the Cinderella story, right?
I would love it. You know what I mean? I mean, if it's going to be... I would love to see Indiana and Ole Miss in the final.
I was thinking the same thing last night.
Have not been here before. Yeah, and I just think that'd be the coolest thing.
And my old man, he's a Hoosier. So,
he's perfect.
He's from a little north of Indianapolis. So
perfect.
A little town called Kokomo. Not the Beach Boys but
there's another one?
There's another Kokomo.
Oh my goodness.
So it's Kokomo, Indiana. So
I didn't know there was another one.
Yeah, so the Hoosiers and Ole Miss, I think, would be
a fun game.
Wouldn't
that be something? I think
game.
That'd be a really fun game. So we'll see.
Outside of the norm, right? Something a little
different. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the four teams left now. You've got Oregon, Indiana, Miami, and Ole Miss. That's kind of an... Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, how did that happen?
Yeah. So I guess the U is back this year. You know, they always say the U is back.
That's what they say. You know, they've got our old quarterback.
They made a run, that's for sure.
They've got our old quarterback, Carson Beck. Yeah. So, you know.
Interesting.
Well, I could talk about
The locations. so
let's
we
go
got
back
off
to the
track.
Locations.
Sorry.
Back to locations.
It is.
Off of
it
football.
Is. I mean, that's why they play the game, right?
Yep.
It's. You know.
But nothing better than, let me just say.
Good time to make a plug. Go ahead.
Nothing better than Sonny's Barbecue for your tailgate.
There you go.
Just going
to
say
I was
that
about one. To make the plug for those chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
Get those slow smoked chicken wings if you need a whole platter catered for you. Go to sonnyscatering.com. You can order that whole platter of wings. Lots of big games coming up. NFL playoffs coming up, you know, obviously.
Absolutely.
Can we say it on air? The Super Bowl? Are we allowed to say it?
I think there's some rules. I'm not sure what they are.
We're not advertising directly. I don't know.
The big game.
The big game.
We know what you're talking about.
The big game.
Yeah. We know what you're talking
about. The big NFL game.
That's what. Yeah, exactly.
So, but get those Sonny's slow smoked wings. They're delicious. You're going to love those, every single bite of them. So you got a big party. Definitely check out sonnyscatering.com, whether you're getting bulk meats or those big platter of wings. People love our barbecue meatballs. They're so good.
Yeah.
We smoke them, add that sweet barbecue sauce to them.
Your sauces are the best, too.
We
have a lot of great variety of sauces you can choose from.
Yeah.
And honestly, they're really, really good.
Yeah.
I do like the ones that tend more towards the sweet than the hot.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of folks that love hot.
Me, personally, I'm a mix of sauce guy.
Oh, okay.
I'm a mix of sauce guy, so I'm a sweet and sizzling. So I like to mix the sweet and the sizzling sauce.
Look at you stepping out.
So get a little sweet, a little heat. You get the two together.
Maybe I should try that. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. So.
All right, did we get all the locations
in? No, we didn't. So the 9th Avenue location, which is Meg's favorite location, we have our that does have a banquet room. We can host up to 40 people there. So I just booked a banquet this morning for our Navy Boulevard store. So 40 people at the 9th Avenue store, our Navy Boulevard store, which is located right at the end of Highway 98, about a mile and a half north of Pensacola NAS Main Gate.
Uh-huh.
On Navy Boulevard there, if you're familiar with the Walmart and that super busy Chick-fil-A, because I see your Chick-fil-A cup.
Oh, I just stopped
and got a
little something.
Actually, I see a Chick-fil-A cup and a Starbucks cup.
Don't ask.
And I got the Sonny's cup.
Okay, it was just a rough morning, okay?
Yeah,
I'm a little upset.
Hey. I'll give you one. Go Dogs. Maybe next year, Meg.
I'm a little upset this morning.
I'm sorry.
So going all stop. No, I'll stop.
Food
right
is a great coping mechanism. It is a great
don't
coping mechanism.
Don't tell anybody.
Mechanism.
That was my secret. Oh, well. Busted.
I'll let the cat out the bag.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Navy Boulevard location. We do have a banquet room there. Can host up to 75. And no cost for the room. So just reserve the room. Pay for the food. Obviously, your tax and gratuity is on top of that. Taking care
that's
of the server staff.
Deal.
So it really is. So for about $12 to $15, you're going to get your food, your tax, your tip, everything covered. I mean, obviously, if you want to do ribs and brisket and all the prime rib, whatever, it's going to be a little bit more than that.
Right.
But I did want a prime rib catering for somebody, and I think it was like $25, you know.
That's
so
pretty good.
So it's nothing crazy. So
yeah.
We'd love to take care of you, set up the banquet room, whatever, your party, birthday party. Graduation, got a retirement. The one that I booked this morning was actually for a retirement party for a Master Chief out at NAS.
Oh,
so they're
nice.
Having a little gathering together for him. So having a retirement party. So great, especially at that location, at the Navy Boulevard location, so close to the Navy base. So much, you know, of our community, that part of, you know, the Navy and all the people that are going out there.
Retired military too.
Real close to Corry Station also. Mm-hmm. So you got NAS Corry Station. You got, you know, the main base. And so, yeah, that Navy Boulevard location for that type of stuff. They do pinning ceremonies a lot of times. They'll have that type of stuff. So
mm-hmm. Well, and this time of year, a lot of organizations do sort of in-house company retreats, you know, with quotes around it, setting up their goals for the next year, getting things ready. Yep. In January, it's a good time to do that, reevaluate. So you could do that over lunch.
Yeah, and we typically will book the room for, you know, 2 hours. It's kind mm-hmm. of common that we book the room for 2 hours. But if you need it for 4 hours, you know, and there's nothing else scheduled, I mean, we're not going to run you out of there. We'll keep you stocked with tea and lemonade and let you do your work if you absolutely need to do that. So we're not trying to run anybody off.
It is
off.
A private room.
I mean, obviously, take care of server because they're going to, you know, they're doing extra work for you. But, so we try to work with everybody as much as we can and try to make sure, you know, all the things are squared away for you and you have all your needs met. So the last location is our Shelley Road location, which is technically right off of Pine Forest Road. If you're familiar with where I-10 and Pine Forest Road intersect there, you just go, if you're going south, you go underneath the interstate bridge and you're going to kind of hang a right there. Go between the Cumberland Farms and the McDonald's there. And the Sunny's just tucked right back there. Nice little spot.
Nice. Yeah. Got it. Okay. That sounds good.
All of our locations have a drive-through.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to talk about Meg's favorite special is the buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwich every Monday.
Yep.
You don't need the Sunny's app to take advantage of that, but you just come on through the drive-through. It is a drive-through only special. So, you know, come in, get that pulled pork. We also do sliced pork, so you can get sliced pork, which was Sunny's favorite sandwich, sliced pork on garlic bread. So you can all get that as well. So either a pulled pork or sliced pork on a bun or garlic bread. And so this is a great deal.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Great, great deal.
And tomorrow, Saturday.
Tomorrow is
special
Saturday.
For the kids.
It is. And yeah.
Kids eat free,
kids
right?
And grandkids eat free every Saturday at all the local Sunny's. So bring the kids or grandkids for every adult entree. You're going to get a free kids meal.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Take advantage of that one as well.
That sounds good to me. So some of the other things on the winter menu you've talked about a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so we brought in this delicious bread pudding this morning, which is yummy, yummy.
It's so good.
And then some of the other, the brisket or no?
Well, the brisket is all day, every day.
Every day. Oh, okay.
All day, every day.
Okay, so what are some of the winter
all the time.
Specials?
So, right now, the signature special sandwich is the prime rib sandwich.
Which is yummy.
Yummy to say the least. That is saying the least to say it is yummy.
Okay.
Yummy, yummy.
Yummy, yummy. Yeah. Okay. Double yummy.
Double yummy. And it's house smoked prime rib. We slice it nice and thin, dunk it in some au jus, served on some of our garlic bread with some Swiss cheese, horseradish sauce, and then also the crispy onion straws.
Nice.
It is a good sandwich. So
that sounds good.
It is. It is a delicious sandwich. So had one, not this week. It was last week, but
okay.
Maybe before the week is over, I might have another one.
There you go.
It is a really good
sandwich.
Live
dangerously.
So if you haven't checked it out, definitely check that out. If you're on the diet for the New Year's plan, I don't know, it's probably your best option, the double piece of garlic bread. Probably not the best option.
Do it
option,
this week and you can start on Monday.
I'll tell you, one of the best things that we do, and if you're thinking of, you know, or if you're on the New Year's plan that, hey, we're going to lose a little weight, check out our smoked turkey.
Oh.
I'm telling you, our smoked turkey is so good. And it is, I mean, it just has a light seasoning on it. It's the smoke. If you don't know, if you hadn't heard, there's no calories in smoke.
Okay.
No calories in smoke. So turkey's a nice lean protein. They smoke it just right. So it has, you know, wonderful. I mean, it's so juicy and tender. So like if you're looking for something that is delicious and, you know, meets that caloric thing that you're trying to hit, definitely check that out. We have, turkey and broccoli.
Very good.
So if you're looking for that nice quick fix and you don't, hey, I need to go swing through the Sunny's drive through, turkey and broccoli. Obviously we can do a salad, you know, so that's just a pro tip for me.
Okay. Works for me.
I had lots of people tell me that they've made through a diet on a number of occasions because it's Sonny's turkey and broccoli.
It's pretty good, though. I think that sounds really good. That doesn't sound like diet food to me.
It doesn't. No. And it has a great flavor. Our broccoli is
And you do have salads. Delicious.
We do have salads as well. Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We call it the Garden of Eden. Obviously, Sonny's is old school, is known for the salad bar. And don't worry, I don't think the salad bar is
coming.
Go ahead
back.
And answer the question. Yeah. It's not coming back in 2026. Let's just go ahead and get it out
Clear
the
it
way.
Up. Yep.
Yep. Just get that one out of the way. And, but yeah, so the rest of the winter menu, we have the candied bacon mac and cheese also,
which is delicious. Yes. We're talking with Eldon Scott. He's the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. If you've got a question or comment, 850-437-1620. You are listening to Pep Talk. We need to give something away this morning, don't we?
We do. See, the time is ticking.
First giveaway of 2026.
First giveaway of 2026. Maybe I should have done something different.
Oh, I don't know. That's up to
Too
you.
Too late now.
Okay.
Too late now.
So already, what have we got to give away
this
morning?
I already turned it in to Front Desk Tina.
Okay. So what have we got?
Doing a family feast. So doing the family feast again. And so let's say the sixth person to text in 2026.
There you go. Sixth person that texts in 2026. And be sure to text it in with your name so we can actually acknowledge you on the air. 850-437-1620. And while I'm watching these texts rolling in, Eldon, tell us a little bit about what's in store for Sonny's for 2026.
Yeah.
I know you've got a lot on your plate, as always.
A lot more of the same stuff. Yeah, working on the plan for the big boss and actually got to have that turned in today. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's, you know, lots of community events and, you know, all the different things plan on doing again this year, and always good to be out and help support the community. Just doing lots of caterings. We got coming up in 2 weeks. I think it's the State of Economy coming up with the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We'll be catering that. So excited about doing that. We'll have a team out there taking care of all the good folks coming out for to learn what's going on in the community. I think Atlas Financial Strategies is sponsoring that event. They're the gold sponsor or title sponsor, and so excited about doing all of those things. And then, yeah, just catering all the different events, being out, being involved in the community. You know, we like to say we have three ways that we cater, so we talked a little bit about catering for like tailgates and things like that where you're doing pickups. So pickup catering. So you just schedule a time, say, hey, I need, you know, 100 chicken wings at, you know, 5 p.m. because you got a game at 6, whatever it might be. So we'll have the wings ready for you to swing in and pick them up.
So easy.
So easy.
Great.
Just walk in. You know, different locations have different, you know, pickup areas, but you know, just come into the store. You're going to pick up, you know, just say, hey, I'm Eldon Scott. I'm here for my 100 wings. And they're going to have it ready for you. And if it's not been paid for online, you're just going to pay for it. And they'll help you get loaded up. And
it's so easy.
Yeah,
it's
so
great.
Easy.
Okay, we do have a winner this morning. The question, the trivia question was, text in, be number 6 to text in 2026. We made it very easy for you.
So easy.
Lots of texts coming in, so I'm happy to see that y'all are listening this morning. Michael Taylor won today. He is going to win
Michael.
The family feast. Eldon, tell him what he's going to get in that family feast.
Congratulations, Michael. You won a family feast from Sonny's Barbecue. Local pitmaster since 1968. You're going to get your choice of four proteins, three sidekicks, choice of bread, and a gallon of Sonny's sweet tea.
Woohoo! Okay, Michael, I'm going to be texting you after the show and telling you how you can, what you need to do to pick up your prize. Thanks to everybody that texted in this morning. We do this every Friday when Eldon's here. He comes up with something different every week, really, to give away, depending on what the specials are and what's going on. So definitely a good time to tune in so you can have that chance at trying some free Sonny's.
I might need to start mixing it up. I was better about mixing it up a little bit more previously. But I think this is a sweet spot is just people like those family feasts.
Well,
I think
you can't go
excited
wrong.
About
you can't go wrong
you
with
know,
it.
It's a great value. It says it feeds 4 to 6, but it is a ton of food. And, you know, so definitely check that out. If you're looking for that, you know, easy button to get your family fed, or, you know, you got a little small get together, a family feast is a great way to do that. You got, you know, just a handful of people getting together. You don't want to, you know, go overkill and have to prep a bunch of stuff. That's just a easy way to have a quick meal and Have some good options.
And that's available all the time, right?
It's available all the time, yep.
So that's a good thing.
A little over $50, I think $52.99, I think is what the value of it is, or the cost of it is. Value on the giveaway, cost on when you go buy it in the store, right?
Right, of course, right.
But it's a great meal, and, you know, you tack on the tea, you don't have to worry about that. Everybody's got their drinks.
Mm-hmm.
The good Sunny's signature sweet tea.
That's good stuff. You can't go wrong.
Like that sweet tea glaze on those apple cinnamon.
It's delicious. Pie. It's just sinful. It's so delicious. Yep. Monday's the day for me. I'm going to let myself have one more weekend.
There you go. There you go.
I have to drown my sorrows in a little sweets, some sweets this weekend.
come to Sunny's on Saturday and get you some sweet sauce.
There you go. That'll work. That'll work.
So we do have those four locations. You know, every day we're open at 10:45, so you're listening to the radio and you're like, oh man, all these
starting to get hungry.
We open at 10:45 at all the locations locally. Sunday through Thursday, we're open until 9:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday and Saturday, we are open until 10 p.m.
Great. And you do have TVs that people
can
watch?
TVs, bars, yep. So right now we're still through. Through February, we actually have a special going on, $2 draft beers.
That's fantastic.
And so $2 draft beers, any game that's going on, you just come on in, have a, you know, $2 beer with your chicken wings.
Or if you're just hanging out with your friends.
Just hang out with your friends. Yep.
That's a pretty good deal.
It's a good deal.
I don't know if you can find that anywhere, frankly.
I don't know if there's, I haven't heard one, so.
Well, what's your favorite thing now that you're looking forward to and coming up in 2026? Have you had as you're putting those plans together, have you thought about it? Are you going to jump off a building again like you did in 2025?
No, I don't know if that's happening again this year. So we'll see. I don't know if there'll be any building jumping offs happening. So
yeah, because you did that for
Art Gateway. So that was definitely a fun experience.
Well, what's some of the other highlights from 2025?
As crazy it is, one of my favorite events of the year is doing. And it's maybe just because it's one of the first big things that I did almost 2 years ago now, getting close to 2 years, is the Human Resources Conference. So there's Society, SHRM is what it's called, Society Human Resources Management. So it's a group of probably about close to 200 people that are all from, you know, a bunch of different businesses locally. And so we've done catered that event for the last 2 years, and we're going to be doing it. I just, you know, started talking with them again about doing it. I believe it'll be in May, like either end of April, early May. I'm just drawing a blank on it right now.
Right.
But it's just a fun event. So everybody, you know, everybody.
And that was one of your first ones?
That was one of my first big caterings that I did. So, you know, excited to be doing that again for the third time. So I was kind of looking forward to that one. So.
Well, people don't realize, too. I mean, y'all do, I mean, not just small groups, but what's the largest one you've done so far?
So the largest catering I've been a part of is about 4,600 people. So
you willikers. I can't even imagine.
Yeah. So like to say, we can do catering from 10 to 10,000. That's the largest one I've been a part of. I know they've done some that are in the 5,500 range, close to 6,000.
Wow.
So it's a lot of work, takes a lot of effort, a lot of planning to get all the food ready, to have all that stuff and make it happen. But
wow.
It's they do an amazing job on those type of things. So yeah, so like, and I got off track a little bit earlier, but we'd like to say we have three ways that we cater. We do pickup catering, we do, you know, delivery, and then we do that full service catering as well. So we'll come out. We'll do everything from setup to clean up and take care of everything. So whether you have a corporate event, a wedding, a birthday party, whatever it might be that you have going on, we can come out, bring the food, bring a team, have everything set up for you. You know, we try to match everything for your event and have it, you know, set up and
And that's
just
a good
stuff. Do everything from beginning to end and just take care of the whole thing for you.
Perfect.
So,
yeah,
I got a wedding
expo
Sunday. So there's a wedding expo at the Civic Center. Just want to quick plug on that. So
okay.
We'll be
and
out
then there's
there.
The Sunny's app. You want to download that, right?
Definitely download the Sunny's app. That's how you're going to get all your best deals, all your best offers from Sunny's Barbecue. You don't want to miss out on any free barbecue. Who'd want to do that?
No. All right. Well, congratulations to Michael for being the winner, and congratulations to everybody that's starting the new year off with us.
Happy New Year, folks.
Happy New Year. Have a great weekend, Eldon. We'll see you next week.
Talk to you.